welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Very good, Dr. Wilkes.
We have an interesting poem. We're going to talk about delirium. It's a common problem. Often, not always, it's preventable. It is an acute confusional state. As listeners know, sometimes it's confused with dementia, but it really is its own beast. There can be overlap, but today we're just going to talk about delirium. It develops typically over a short period of time, usually hours or days, tends to fluctuate a bit with the course and time of day. It's typically caused by either a medical condition or something we're doing to patients to treat a medical condition, such as a medication side effect. The management of delirium is based on the primary cause, and unfortunately, not a lot of great data. Most of them are observational studies. There are some expert consensus decisions, etc. Not a lot of clinical control trials. So the best approach is clearly prevention, such as avoiding polypharmacy and treating underlying diseases, etc. Medications can be useful, but it turns out not so much with the antipsychotics. There's very little data to support their use. There's a lot of problems with extrapyramidal side effects, particularly patients treated with low-dose Haldol, olanzapine, and risperidone. So you found a poem. It was published in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society. I think they call that JAGS. Those are who are in the know. It asks a question: are antipsychotic medications effective in preventing or treating delirium in hospitalized patients? Mark, what did they do, and did they come up with any important finding?
Yeah, I think so, and I think for many people it would potentially be a practice changer. They did a really careful search of the literature. They looked at several different databases, tried to find any randomized trials, as well as any cohort studies that looked at antipsychotic medications for preventing or treating delirium in hospitalized adults. So prevention study might be giving it to patients postoperatively who were perhaps at high risk to see if you could prevent it, the treatment obviously once symptoms had developed. They excluded studies that only included patients with dementia or substance withdrawal. I'm not sure I would have excluded the dementia studies. I think that would have been interesting to see, but that was their decision. Ultimately, they included 19 studies. 7 looked at preventing delirium after surgery, and 12 looked at treating it in the medical and surgical inpatients. 6 of the prevention studies, 10 of the treatment studies, so most of the studies were randomized trials. Only 3 in each group were at low risk of bias. So a lot of the studies were moderate, high risk of bias. The studies were all fairly small. The largest had 496 patients, but a number of them had less than 100 patients. In the prevention studies, the rate, duration, and severity of delirium was the same whether or not they got antipsychotics. There was also no difference in hospital length of stay or ICU length of stay, no difference in mortality, and no benefit in the treatment studies as well. They looked for publication bias, and they did not find any evidence of it. Now, you really wouldn't expect it. If you're not finding a benefit, you know, you would not expect to see publication bias. We normally see that when we see kind of a spurious looking benefit. Mm-hmm. So anyway, significant heterogeneity was seen, but again, no clear benefit of either prevention or treatment for these antipsychotics. We know they have significant side effects, short-term and long-term. And so I think consistent with practice guidelines, which tell us to really avoid using these medications to prevent or treat delirium in the hospital.
So let's dig a little deeper here for a second, Mark. So the data seems quite clear of negligible benefit. What are the drivers? What's causing doctors to use these drugs, and how can we address those drivers?
Yeah, you know, it's easy, right? It's much easier to just say, yeah, go ahead and start some Risperdal than it is to, you know, and cheaper, I think, for the hospital. And it may not even be feasible to have a, you know, a sitter in the room or frequent, you know, nurse visits or, make sure that the patients are left alone at night as much as possible to sleep and can get on a sleep-wake cycle. You know, the sleep disruption is probably part of it that's happening to these patients postoperatively. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there are a lot of things that, you know, there have been non-pharmacologic interventions and packages of interventions that can be done to help maintain orientation for at-risk patients. Been other studies in JAMA and elsewhere that have, you know, described those and they seem to work, but they're more labor intensive and they require more kind of thought and organization than just writing a prescription.
So it seems like, you know, despite the science with which, you know, little of this is new, it's not like one new pressing study, it mm-hmm. really needs to be these institutions, hospitals and nursing homes, that really decide that in some bigger sense, at a systems level, it makes more sense to address this system-wide and rather than use these drugs that are...
Yeah, and I think in the long run, it's probably cost-effective for hospitals who have an incentive to get patients home healthier and quicker. If they have a DRG of 3 days and the patient's in there for 5 days with delirium, you know, obviously that costs them money. So, you know, it may well be worthwhile for hospitals to, you know, address this non-pharmacologically, and especially since we now know that this, it seems like pharmacologic approaches are not providing a net benefit.
Okay, Mark, we'll talk with you next week. Stay away from delirium-causing drugs.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.